There never is a bad time to turn if we need to. We read earlier, and I thought this was kind of interesting, in the call to worship. I was thinking about stewardship, and one of the things that that Roger read is it does not come naturally. Stewardship doesn't come naturally. Greed comes more naturally than stewardship. So we're talking about a three-part message here, on a series on stewardship. And any change that anyone makes must be intentional. We don't change by accident. We change by making an intentional decision to do something different than what we've done in the past. An old man lived in a rundown house. And people would see him in the neighborhood pushing a wobbly old cart, picking up what he could in order to get through with his, you know, his life and with his meager surroundings. He lived in a house that no one really knew who owned it. They thought it was squatter's rights, and he had taken possession of it years ago, and no one ever questioned anything about it. They saw him walking around town in beat-up, tattered clothes. A couple days, 3 days went by and no one saw him, so they called the police, they investigated, and they found that he had passed away. And so since they could not determine ownership of the home, they had gotten a right from the city to tear the house down. And as they were just tearing the house down, they found out several things. Number one, he did own the house. And number two, he had stuffed securities, certificates, valuable certificates worth millions of dollars in his house for insulation. What they found out was that he had hoarded what he could that made him uncomfortable. He could have been comfortable with what he had if he would only have used it and used it wisely. So we see that is worth anything is gained by using it and giving it away, not what we hold on to, not what we keep. Jesus was on one occasion when he was out teaching, and someone said to him, said, "Teacher, please tell my brother to divide our father's estate with me." And Jesus replied, "Friend, who made me a judge over you to decide such things as that?" Then he said, "Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own." Jesus' response was a simple one. When he really got down to it, "Who made me arbitrator?" Then he goes on to say, "Watch out about greed." I met a man recently by the name of Chris. Chris didn't have a whole lot. In fact, Chris didn't have a place to live. He possessed two things. One thing was a pit bull. Ranger was a lap dog and meant everything in the world to Chris. He didn't have a whole lot. In fact, he didn't have much at all. And I thought about a story that Jesus told in Luke chapter 12, verses 16 to 21, when he said, then he told him a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, "What should I do? I don't have room for all my crops." Then he said, "I know. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I'll have room to store all my wheat and other goods. And I'll sit back and say to myself, my friend, you have enough stored away for years to come." But God said to him, "You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get the things that you worked for?" The message is not about purses and wallets. The message is about being stewards of everything that God has given to us. Our time. Maybe get involved in a prison ministry. Maybe get involved in an addiction ministry. maybe get involved in feeding a family. I had mentioned to you a few weeks ago that the lady that was killed in Hamilton lived across the street from us, and that there was a meal train that was posted. Actually, I think Allison posted it. But we could go in there and provide them a meal. Simple things to do that may not seem significant to us, but are hugely significant when it's done in the name of Jesus, because it changes everything that we do. Where did the guy go wrong when he said, I'll build bigger storms, bigger barns for all that I have? Jesus said, don't worry about where you're going to sleep. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. Don't worry about anything. He was more concerned with hoardship than lordship. He wanted to hoard everything that he had. And I have often wondered, it seems like to me that the more some people have, the more they're trying to get. And there's nothing wrong with having things. But it has to do with where's our heart? The story was told, it was a cold December Eve night. The storekeeper had planned on being closed, but long lines had demanded he would be open. And so he's open for this evening. As people stood in lines with money in their hand to buy a lottery ticket, one person was going to walk away a winner somewhere. And the rest of them had worthless pieces of paper in their hand, but thinking that they could get something better. People chase their dreams of more money, bigger house, a better car, a different job, better clothes, better looking wife, better looking husband. That's going to make them happy. It's going to make them feel content, give them everything that that they want. But Paul had a pretty good picture of what contentment was when he sat in a jail that wasn't anything like the Hilton jails that we have today. But he sat in a dark hole in the ground, in a cave probably, sick, damp, no blanket, no private toilet, no private sink, no way to brush his teeth, with chains wrapped around his arms and legs and wrists and legs, and said, I am content. That's amazing. When he could see that and when he could do that. Jesus came to live a perfect life as our example. He came to suffer and die as our sacrifice. He came to conquer death and be our Redeemer. And all these things are true. They don't really fully answer why Jesus came. He came to do the Father's will. Living a perfect life, dying a sacrificial death, and rising again in redemptive power to give us life, to give us joy. He came to do His Father's will. That's the same thing He asked us to do, is do the will of the Father. Do what He would have us to do. Stewardship is not about money. Stewardship is about, where's my heart? Where's my heart with time? Where's my heart with giving? Where's my heart with church attendance? Where's my heart with sharing the gifts that God has given me with someone else? That's the important thing about being part of the community and the body of Christ, is sharing your gifts with someone else. And it says it's better to give than receive. But we're going to receive from someone else when we give. And we give of our time. We give of everything that we have. One of the things that it talked about in the definition of being content is being contained. And Paul was in that prison, and he was contained in the prison, but the prison couldn't contain him. Because he said, his contentment and his containment came through the peace that Jesus Christ gave him. I started the story with Chris. I'm going to finish the story with Chris. As I said, he doesn't have much but a dog. But this he did say. He said, I was born a sinner. I am a sinner. I'm going to die a sinner, but I'm going to heaven. Because he understood that none of us are perfect, although we strive for it. I'm born a sinner. I am a sinner. I'm going to die a sinner. But I'm going to heaven because of one thing. Jesus Christ came to do the Father's will, to be a steward of our lives, that we have hope beyond tomorrow. That's stewardship. Looking at Jesus' life and saying, I want to be more like him. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we give you thanks for the miraculous life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we have life. And we have it greater than we could have ever imagined what would ever happen to us. Lord, help us to see what stewardship is through that life and that death and that sacrificial giving that Jesus did for each one of us. Give us a glimpse of eternity. Give us a glimpse of caring and sharing our gifts, our ability, our time, the things that you have blessed us with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.